Chapter 3. Abigail Scott Dunaway, Oregon Trail Suffragette. Born October 22, 1834, Groveland, Illinois. Died October 11, 1915, Portland, Oregon. The young college women of today, free to study, to speak, to write, to choose their occupation, should remember that every inch of this freedom was bought for them at a great price. At the auspicious age of 6, Abigail Scott gathered the village children of Groveland, Illinois, beneath the sturdy branches of a sycamore tree. Climbing nimbly onto a horizontal branch, she harangued them for some time with her political views, mainly adopted from her father, on the current candidates for United States president. No remaining records indicate the reaction of her young audience, but it's unlikely any of the small admirers appreciated that they were witnessing the first of thousands of political speeches Abigail would deliver over the course of her life. As soon as Abigail, called Jenny by family and friends, learned to read, her favorite texts became the popular newspapers, the rough equivalent of the internet social networks of today. In isolated frontier towns, newspapers carried coveted local, national, and international intelligence, but they also carried poetry, fiction, opinion pieces, and local gossip. Public debate and discussion filled the pages, particularly the letter to the editor section. A young preacher lived with Abigail's family during her early teenage years, and he introduced her to the New York Tribune, though Abigail's father initially opposed the radical paper. Abigail found every opportunity to purloin it from his table and peruse it regularly. Eventually, her father warmed up to the publication, and young Abigail and her sisters devoured the content, participating vicariously in the debates over slavery and the newly created Convention on Women's Rights. Years later, Abigail would claim the editor of the Tribune, Horace Greeley, had done more to shape our destiny than that of any other living intelligence. The Tribune offered a window through which young Abigail could gaze upon a world of ideas.